Good morning. On Sunday the 27th of February 2022, our readings for today are from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12 to chapter 4 verse 2, and the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 9 verses 28 to 36. And the passage from the Gospel of Luke chapter 9 has to do with the visitation on the Mount of Transfiguration, whenever Jesus took three of the disciples up onto the mountain and the glory of the Lord came down, the glory of God came down and Jesus shone. Jesus shone with the glory of God that the disciples were shocked and afraid of what they were seeing, because they were in the very presence of God. But in order to help us to understand this, I want us to consider the reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And it starts like this in verse 12. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. And I want to stop there and not go on yet, because that verse starts with the word therefore. Therefore, since we have such hope. And I have told you before at different times that the word therefore acts like a pivot. In other words, it links what comes before to what comes after. And even though the reading for today is after verse 12 and on to the beginning of chapter 4, we need to read what came before verse 12 in order to understand what it's therefore. So let me read from verse 7. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, and that, of course, is talking about the tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments. Let me read it again. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. And that's just finishing there at verse 11 before it comes into 12. Therefore, since we have such hope. And the point is, it's talking about a comparison between the Old Testament, between the Ten Commandments, which were in stone. Moses went up the mountain to meet with God, and he brought the Ten Commandments down on two tablets of stone. But because he had been in the presence of God, he had to put a veil over his face so that the people could meet with him and look at him, because it's not that he was glorious, but he almost embodied the presence of God, and they couldn't bear to look at him. And yet, and obviously that was glorious, but that passed away because Moses didn't live with a veil on his face all his life. But then we've got the ministry of righteousness and the Holy Spirit coming, and that glory is greater than the glory of the Ten Commandments. So continuing on in verse 12, therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Because the veil is taken away in Christ. Whenever the Old Testament is read and it's heard from the perspective of Moses, people's minds are blinded because they're still looking as if through a veil. But the veil is taken away in Christ. So if you're in Christ, then the veil is taken away and you can see and understand. But if you're not in Christ, you're still in Moses. You're still caught in the law in the Old Testament. And so you're blinded to the truth of the gospel. So verse 14, but their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And so what this is talking about, and it seems that, you know, there's a lot that's going on here, but the key verse is verse 16. It says, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. We then can see. And so there are two groups of people, those who are in Christ and those who aren't. But those who are not in Christ are still in Moses. They're still looking through a veil because they cannot behold the glory of the Lord. But when you come to Jesus, when you come to the Lord, when you trust in him as your Savior and your Lord, the veil is taken off so that you can behold his glory and not die. Because this was the thing, people couldn't come into the presence of God because of their sin. Because they were so sin consciousness of they were so sin conscious, they had a sin consciousness. But when we come to the Lord, as John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And when we come to the Lord, when we turn to him and we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we then can stand in the presence of God. We can behold his glory and not die because our sin has been taken away. Our sin has been taken away. And that is good news. You see, the disciples that went up on the Mount of Transfiguration was before Jesus died, and they hunkered back. They were afraid. They were in awe of what they perceived and what they saw. And yet because they were with Jesus, Jesus, as it were, kept them safe. And they didn't shrivel up on the spot. We, however, are after Jesus. And Jesus has died and risen again and ascended to the Father. And so whenever we come to the Lord, the veil has been taken away. We can see plainly and clearly. We can read the words of the Bible and understand because the Spirit of God is within us. Not only has the veil been taken away, but our bodies have become temples of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells. And so he, the Holy Spirit, will lead us into all truth. And this is why it is more glorious, because we're not just relying on our understanding. We're not just relying on people telling us what the Bible is about, but we can come to God because God in us by the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. Jesus said this in John whenever he was talking to the disciples. He says, I must go so that the Comforter, the Helper, the Holy Spirit will come and he will lead you into all truth. And that's what happened at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all flesh. And to all who would receive Jesus and would receive the Holy Spirit would be led into all truth. And so where the Mount of Transfiguration was a mighty and awesome display of the glory of God, and yes, three disciples saw it, but they didn't mention it until after Jesus' death and resurrection. We, as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, can perceive and receive that today. Because we are in Christ and he is in us. And we behold his glory. We know it for ourselves. We are not caught in the Old Testament. We are not caught with veiled faces. But we can see. We can see. Verse 16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty, there is freedom. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And then it goes on and it says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. And the reason it says as in a mirror is because the Bible is our mirror. We do not see him face to face. We will see him face to face whenever we leave this life and go to be with him in heaven. But while we're still here on the earth, just in the same way, you know, I've told this many times before, but just in the same way as everybody looks in the mirror to see what you look like. Well, the Bible, the Word of God, the Bible is a mirror that tells you who you are in Christ. It tells you what you look like when you read the Bible. And as you read the Bible as a Christian, as someone who has come to the Lord, you read and you understand. Verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Romans 12 comes to mind, says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, in our spirit, we are identical to Jesus. We have the Spirit of Jesus in us. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But if you like, our mind is being transformed. We are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord, because the Spirit then helps our minds. He's renewing us and changing us. But in our spirit, we already are identical to Jesus. So there's a lot in this. But if you have the Spirit of God, you may not understand completely the things that I've been saying. You may not understand completely what this reading is. But in your heart, in your spirit, there is a warmth, a glow, a sense where you want to jump up and down and praise the Lord. Because you are his and he is in you and you are in him. So whether you're further along the path in your journey with the Lord or you're just starting, you still will have that same witness in your spirit. And so with that same witness, I encourage you to grow and to read and to learn and to listen to the Spirit of God. And if perhaps you're listening to me and you don't have that sense of want to jump up and down and go, yay, praise the Lord, but rather you're maybe saying it, but I don't have that, but I want it, then I encourage you to turn to the Lord. As it says in verse 16, turn to the Lord Jesus, cry out to him and ask him to be your Saviour and to be your Lord and to give him your life today, because then the veil in your life will be lifted and you will start to see and to understand, because the Spirit of God will come and live in your life, for you will be born again this day. So whether you've made a decision today for Jesus for the first time in your life, or you have a witness in your spirit because you already are born again, I encourage you to read and to listen, to look into the mirror of the Bible and to see with unveiled faces. See what the Lord has for you and grow in that and grow in Him. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.